On the other side, Ray Flowers takes Carlos Correa, who I know we had a large debate about last year on the Roto Experts program, where does he deserve to be a first-round pick? We went back and forth. And Correa, one of these shortstops with Lindor and with Seager that has his ability. He's a middle infielder, Tony. We do want to see him run more. What do you think of the pick here?
I like the pick, and especially when you get a guy the year after he disappointed in being such a young player.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking about a 22-year-old kid, right? And you look at last year, and he hits 20 home runs, steals 13 bases, hits .274. Those are nothing to sneeze about. So if he gets a little better there, or even the same, he pays off the second-round pick. But I only see upside here.
Yeah, I like him. I think last season, the K, he was striking out over 20%. That's obviously something that'll come with age, immaturity. He'll get to
but
play.
But today's baseball, that's actually better than a lot of the players being picked around that time.
Yeah, what do we say?
I mean, we
Dunn
had a
was 27% the other day.
Yeah, well, Adam Dunn is a big, he strikes out. You know what I'm saying? But you want him at this position to make more contact. He should progress into a 2020 guy. You know what I'm saying, Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
That should be his MO moving forward.
His strikeout rate though for over his career is 18%.
But why did he only last year it was 21.
I'm saying I'm taking it into the minors into account. So I don't think it's going to vary too much from what you see. But like Tony said, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You
well,
know, somebody's
here's the thing.
Somebody's
Corey
power
Seager,
hitting,
right?
Hit, yeah. Go ahead.
Corey Seager hit .308 last year. He struck out 19% of the time.
Yeah.
So it's pretty normal. Strikeouts are like become acceptable in baseball.
Oh, well. Okay. I'm cool with it.
It's crazy.
But what the people are not cool with is he only attempted to steal 17 bases last season.
Yeah,
and I think he's going to have to go up. Yeah, that's going to have to go up. He still should be a top three, really, shortstop for 2017.
Yeah, he could be 25-15. He could be 20-20, you know, depending on the variance of the stats.
Where's he going back in the lineup?
That's the problem with stealing bases. I think he hits third or fourth, right?
Yes.
And if he does, he's not going to ever steal 30 bases from the middle of the batting order.
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a good point. So we probably shouldn't expect, I mean, maybe expect it to rise a little bit here, but probably not significantly enough that you're, what would you write down, Tony, for this?
I would put, I'd put 23 home runs, 20 stolen bases, .275 batting average.
So interesting, you're putting 20, despite 13 last year, you're putting 20 here.
Yeah, I really think that in the second year, that ballpark, yeah, I think he explodes. I think this is a quality player here.
Okay.
Almost sounds like Tony's projections are a little conservative, too, based on that analysis.
Well, I wouldn't say they're
conservative.
I don't think they're conservative.
I mean, how much upside are we seeing here for this kid, you know? Second-round pick, you know, and Steamer projections have him 278, 22, 14.
Right.
You know, is that a little conservative?
Is it totally projected for more in every category? How would you call him conservative?
He hit 22 his first year, so it's only one more home run.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't think what Tony's doing is conservative.
I mean, is this a 25 kid?
Going up to 25 stolen bases here.
Right.
Like, that's my issue.
If he hit leadoff, I think he has the talent to do it. But
agreed.
The problem is when he's hitting third or fourth, he's not going to get the running opportunity.
Right, and that's my thing. Right? We've seen 14 stolen bases in 2015, 13 in 2016, despite playing the entire season. Like, I think you get to 20, you're lucky. I'm going to pencil him in probably for more like 17 stolen bases, maybe 18. I think 25 home runs is very, very legitimate. I think you're going to see about a .275 average for him. I think that's what it is. I look at Steamer's projections here.
What the hell is Steamer?
They look right to me. That's kind of what I would think.